Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Now, exciting news for you, because in 2 weeks' time, Paris and France are going to host their first ever Paralympic Summer Games. It's Wednesday, the 28th of August, Place de la Concorde, where the heads were lopped off, and the Champs-Élysées will be the most beautiful avenue in the world, you could say. It's going to be the stage for this incredible celebration. It will be magnifique, and today this programme, in association with Team Ireland, are announcing who will be the flag bearers at that event, representing us, the Irish nation, at the opening ceremony. They will be Orla Comerford, who is a runner, and table tennis player Colin Judge. He's ranked in the world top 10, no less, and Colin Judge joins us now on the line. Congratulations, Colin.
Thank you, Oliver, and thanks very much for having me here today.
Not all the, and it's brilliant news. And I presume you were online like myself looking at the opening ceremony. Have you seen the route and everything? And
no, it's absolutely incredible. I've been glued to the Olympics and I'm just really, really looking forward to getting out there myself now.
And you're going to be the flag bearer along with Orla. When did you find out the news?
I found out on Tuesday and I was over the moon. It's a massive honour for me to carry the flag of the country that I love so much and represent my teammates alongside Orla Comerford on the biggest stage. It's going to be really special, and I'm just very grateful to PI for the opportunity.
That's Paralympics Ireland, and it's going to be a wonderful event. As I say, it's on that famous avenue from Place de la Concorde. They have sort of videos online, or they are mocking up what it's going to look like. Who's going to join you? Have you got family and friends going over to Paris to watch you?
Yeah, a lot of family and friends. I'm really, really excited. You know, that was obviously the one thing with Tokyo, that there was no crowds, and you know, to be able to share the experience this time with my family and friends is it's really special, and I'm just really looking forward to it, and hopefully I can put in a good performance for them.
Well, you have in the past, so there'll be no bother to you. You must have been glued, because you have the benefit of having watched the Olympics, and it's going to be in the same arena, isn't it, the table tennis?
Yes, that's right, yeah. The Paris South Arena, it looks like a fantastic setup they have there.
They've kind of beautiful historic buildings and so on. But give us an idea of your Paralympian trip so far to date, because you have quite a few medals already.
Yeah. Well, it started back in 2012 when I made my international debut. That was a long time ago. And I remember then going to London 2012 with my dad. And that was kind of the moment I decided that I wanted to be a Paralympian too. So 2016, I narrowly missed out by the Rio Paralympic Games by one place. Yeah, which was really, really tough at the time. But I came good the following year. Then I won the European Championships in 2017. Mm-hmm. So I was the first Irish player to ever do that. And, you know, then I had my sights set on Tokyo 2020. But there was a few obstacles along the way. I was reclassified in 2018, which was very tough. It meant that my ranking was went from 5 to 39. So well outside the qualification criteria for Tokyo.
Right.
And it was at that point then that I decided to go full time and give it everything. And COVID, obviously, it was a disaster for most people, but the game has been postponed by a year, sort of gave me a little bit of extra time. And
really?
Thankfully, I qualified for Tokyo, so I have that experience behind me. And since then, in the new class, I've won a bronze medal in the European Championships last year. So that was my first time on the podium in my new classification. And I have a silver medal in Czech from about 6 weeks ago. So I'm on form. And
that's the Czech Open.
The Czech Open.
Czech Open
in June. So that was my most recent one. So yeah, I'm on form. And obviously my big goal now is Paris 24.
And you want to be on the podium?
Yeah, that's my goal. You know, I've beaten a lot of the players in the top eight, and you know, I'm currently ranked 10th in the world, so you know, there's no reason why I've mixed it with the best now for the last few years. And you know, preparation has been really good, you know, much better than last time. I qualified a lot earlier, and I'm currently in camp on the sports campus, so I'm training really hard and doing everything I can to make sure I put in a good performance and give myself the best chance.
And so you mentioned you're a full-time athlete now. What was the job that you were, what did you spend your time doing before that?
Yeah, so I worked as an actuary in KPMG for about 3 years up until the point that I was reclassified. And I suppose it was at that point then that I knew it, like I wasn't going to reach my potential if I was working long hours and trying to train in the evening. So I made a tough decision at the time. You know, I wanted to reach my best level, and it was the only way that I felt that I could compete in my new class. I felt that I was out of my depth in the beginning, and you know, I haven't really looked back since then. I've been a full time athlete, and you know, I've moved up a long way. I'm into the top 10 now, so not quite where I was in class two, but I'm on my way and on the up, and just really looking forward now to test myself on the big stage.
You're an actuary, so you're mad with brains as well.
I wouldn't say that. I like maths.
You do? I presume works for table tennis, does it, in some way?
Yeah, well, it's very much a mental game, table tennis, and that's why I love it. It's such a complicated sport, and there's so many different ways of playing, so many different styles, and tactics is hugely important. So we've been talking a lot about that the last few weeks. We don't know who my opponent is, so the draw will be made 2 or 3 days before my event, and it'll be direct knockout. So obviously you have to be prepared to play anyone.
Is there no repêchage that we became familiar with in the Olympics?
No, unfortunately not. If you lose, it's game over and you're out. So it's a very unforgiving system, but you know, I think that it's the way that it should be. It's very exciting, and yeah, there's no room for error. You have to be ready from the first ball, and that's what I plan to be. I'm really looking forward to it.
And the 2nd of September, that's when you begin. The Paralympics are really massive, aren't they, for disabled athletes and getting visibility. We were chatting to Michael McKillop and Peter Ryan the other day, who are going to be the pundits for RT, and just the progress since, it was Beijing in the case of Michael McKillop, and just the visibility and the excitement around these games.
Oh, it's absolutely incredible. You know, like I said, I went to London 2012 with my dad, and I was just absolutely blown away by, you know, how much attention the Paralympics got, and rightfully so. And, you know, I think it's even come on from there, and I've no doubts that Paris 2024, they're going to put on an amazing show, and I'm just really looking forward to being a part of it.
Fantastic. Also, they're amazing stories, all the Paralympians, because Peter Ryan was here, he was fine until he started losing his sight in his teenage years. You were born with your disability, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So I was born with one arm and no leg, so I don't know any other way. I've grown up like with a disability, and you know, I think that was what the amazing thing about table tennis was for me, like, that I struggled a lot with my disability in my teenage years, and table tennis gave me an outlet and a passion and a goal. And you know, since then I've never really looked back, and the success that I've achieved in table tennis has definitely translated to other areas in my life.
Really? In what way?
Well, academically, I suppose. I wasn't great at the books from a young age either. And, you know, when I started to, you know, set goals for myself in table tennis and achieve those goals, it kind of gave me the belief that I could apply myself to other areas in life. And it was then around transition year that I set my sights on actuarial and financial studies, which was a big goal at the time.
Yeah.
It was one of the toughest courses in the country to get into. And
massive
points.
Thankfully,
got in there and graduated 4 years later.
Is that one of those over 500 points in the Leaving Cert?
It definitely is. It was a tough one. I had to work very hard, but I suppose being good at the maths helped me a lot, and the extra bonus points didn't do any harm either.
600 points at Leaving Cert are close enough to, is what I'm being told. So you're mad with brains. But listen, I hope you really enjoyed. By the way, you're in action tonight, are you, in the National Indoor Arena?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. We're doing two wheelchair matches. It's a little bit of a dry run for Paris 2024. So I've been training really hard, and I'm going to have a short session now and just prepare like a competition. It's great to have the competitive practice, because I don't have much of that in Ireland. So it'll be a brilliant event. So if anyone is in the area and not doing anything, I'd be very happy to have them in the crowd. The more the merrier. We're trying to create an atmosphere that will be some way similar to Paris 24. So I've been training really hard, and I'm looking forward to competing tonight.
Listen, you're going to have an absolutely incredible time over in Paris. We've seen the Irish in action already. They were just warming up. September the 2nd, you're in action, but we'll be watching out Wednesday the 28th of August. Colin Judge, our flag bearer, Irish flag bearer, along with runner Orla Comerford. Good luck and enjoy it, Colin.
Thanks very much for having me, Oliver. I'll
Not
do my
at
best.
All. Not at all. You're very, very welcome. Thanks so much.